Country racing. Here's why we do it.
We do it for the road trip.
For the new places.
For the country, yeah.
Take a turn in the spotlight.
Or turn a day.
To a weekend.
I can feel this day. I can see this day. We're racing strong.
To get behind our town.
For the love of the horses.
I'm becoming fun!
I can feel this day, I can see this day, we're racing strong. I can feel this day, I can see this day, it's got it all.
Ah, it just makes me want to grab an esky, a rug, and a picnic basket and get trackside. Darren Galley, you must be pretty proud of what you've been able to produce.
Oh, absolutely, Michael. We think it's a terrific campaign. We're really proud of it. I think it says a lot about why we do country racing. As the ad said, it talks about the road trips, it talks about supporting the communities and also the love of the horses, but because it's fun, and that's what we're all about at Country Races. So we think it's a great campaign. We've been overwhelmed by the feedback through the public, but also participants about just how much they love the song, so much so that we've recorded a full 3.5 minute version of that that'll be released in a few weeks' time. So,
is this going top 40?
Yeah, it'll be on Spotify through all the music channels. So we think it's an extension of the campaign that should give it life way beyond the traditional advertising process that you follow.
Well, the brains behind the whole campaign and the jingle, the song, is Rankin. Great to have you in the studio, Rankin. Lovely to meet you. You're pretty proud of what the end product has turned out to be?
Yeah, we're very proud, Michael. We've got a good client to work with. I'll say that as well. That helps. It frees us up with a creative process, lets us do what we do. But yeah, we really feel that we've been able to connect with that authenticity that is part of country racing.
Oh, I'm fascinated with the creative process from advertising agencies when it comes to trying to sell a sport, country racing, and trying to get cut through to those that aren't, I suppose, 100% wedded to racing and getting new crowds in. How do you go about that process and what the angle is?
Well, we've cast country racing in its wider and true context. Yes, it is about fun. It is about having a great day. It's always been about those things. But it's also been about things like supporting regional communities. It's also about the excitement of seeing a new place. It's also about its role that it has in the social fabric of country towns and the economic fabric. So it's all those aspects. They're just underneath there.
And you start the ad, which I really like, the first bit of the ad is you're using country racing participants and also the horse. Beautiful close-up of the horse's head, because that's what racing is about. So there's been a lot of argument in recent years that some of the wider Spring Carnival messaging is about parties and not about the animal. What's your thoughts?
Well, it is about connection with the horse. And, you know, the people who run horses in country racing, you know, they know their horses like the average person knows their laptop or their latte. They live horses. And we wanted to bring that spirit into it and bring that connection with the horse. In country racing, you can get up close. That's part of the magic of country racing. You hear the thunder, you hear the smells and sounds. You can get close to the mounting yard. All those things are part of the country racing experience.
And Darren, how important was it to use country racing people?
Oh, absolutely. We want this, as Rankin said, a real take on, I guess, what the ad was about. So to have Shanae O'Meara, who's an apprentice with Austie Coffee, but also Austie as well, who was a reluctant star, but was really...
I heard he wanted his own caravan, is that right? With a big star on the door.
He lives across the road, so caravans weren't required, but he was just unbelievable in terms of the access they gave us to their stables for those couple of days. Only a few seconds of film time, but a lot of work goes behind the scenes to make that happen. But Austie and Shanae were both amazing in terms of their willingness to be involved and do whatever we asked them to do.
It's been so frustrating for everyone the past 12 months because people can't actually get to the track. When things do open up, are you concerned about whether you will actually be able to get crowds back like we used to? Because we've seen it in football, we've seen it in other sports, that there hasn't been the attendance that there had been pre-COVID.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we launched the campaign initially back in February when we felt we were starting to open up. And then now we've put the brakes on again now as we go into this current lockdown. So The hope is that we can go back strong with the campaign, pardon the pun, from sort of later in August to actually encourage people back to the races throughout the spring. We've got a sense from clubs that communities are really dying to support their clubs. There's been some great support through continued sponsorship and involvement with the clubs. So we'd like to think that they'll get back on course. And that's one of the things that we pride ourselves on, is that, as Rankin said, the community engagement and the fabric of the community is what we're about. So I'd like to think with the reinforcement of this advertising campaign, the local stuff we do with the clubs will ensure people want to go back and support their community more so than just having a day out.
We've seen just yesterday the announcement that we're easing out of this lockdown. There are schools and hospitality opening up, but there's no crowds allowed for sporting events as yet. Have you got any indication when we can actually get back to the track?
Over the next week or so, from Saturday at Pakenham, there will be no crowd allowed, but I think RV and the clubs are working through that now. Then from around middle of next week, clubs will start to invite owners back. Mm-hmm. Just working through the logistics of that now. So beyond the 2 week window that we're currently in, there's no firm agreement in terms of what crowds will be, but we'd like to think this lockdown we'll start to get those 500 to 1,000 people back as we roll into spring, and then hopefully sort of no cap on crowds will be allowed in the spring. That is the hope. That is actually why we're here.
I was going to say, it's hard to predict anything, but that is what you're aiming for during the spring with the major country meetings?
Yeah, we've got a whole host of contingency plans in place, as you imagine. But yeah, we're hoping that come sort of late September with the grand final leave cups at Benalla and also Coleraine, we can actually have no caps on crowd and go through a normal spring. So that's what we're aiming to do. That's certainly what our campaign is geared up to do. We've got an incentive in terms of a discounted incentive for people to buy online in a few weeks' time. They will hopefully get people the incentive to actually jump online and buy and commit, because that's the other thing we've found, is people are a bit nervous to buy too far in advance of an event because things can change so quickly.
Rankin, did you, before you got involved with Country Racing Victoria, have any interest, any knowledge of racing?
Definitely. I had an interest in horses. I used to ride horses years ago and fall off a couple of times. I know what that feels like. I had definitely had attended country race meetings before, and you know, I'd been down to Balnarring and places like that, of course, and pretty regularly. So I understood the spirit, as it were, and you know, it was captured so much by that original line of "It's a great day out." You know, and
what are the, just run us through, since you've been involved with Country Racing Victoria, your slogans, your tags?
Well, it started off as "It's a great day out." Then it went to "It's got it all." And "It's got it all" was interesting too, because when we did research, I think, Darren, it was about 2015, we discovered all these other aspects of it. So it's about seeing local tourism attractions. It's about the idea, as we say in our current ad, of making a day into a weekend. So it's not just a race meeting. So you've got the whole tourism context. You've got the beautiful location. You've got the element of the racing itself and the horses and the, you know, the core of it. So really all those things, and you know, to connect with people, to be something that benefits the community so much, it is a day that's got it all, and that's where that came from.
How do you think racing overall markets itself? Because obviously it's been through some difficult periods, a lot to do with animal welfare, and there's the gambling aspect as well. Do you think racing markets itself well?
I think it's getting on the right track now, Michael. I think that these days, you know, you need to show your ethics in a brand. I think it's really important. You haven't got that, you haven't got much these days. So I think, you know, we have got our ethics, and our ethics are based around community and racing in general, as you say, is pointing out those things that they're doing. You know, obviously the path of a horse through racing is now critical with Racing Victoria. They've done a lot of work on that, and they're starting to inform people, because people need to be informed on and realise how it actually works, because you can find any information that you can agree with on the internet if you want to.
Do you think this COVID situation could be a positive in the long run, because people will actually change what they do in their social time? It's harder to go overseas. It's harder to go on holidays. They're going to be looking for activities, trips to the country, trips to country racing, even metro racing, just to have a day out. Is that something that could possibly be capitalised moving forward?
I definitely think that's correct. You see it yourself in that you realise there's a lot of money gone into travel, or went into travel. And so, yeah, that frees up that money. If you get on the road and you go up anywhere at a weekend, you'll see the amount of traffic there into regional Victoria. So definitely, that is the case.
How long does it take you to put a campaign together from when you get a blank piece of paper, sit down and go, right, what are we going to do?
It depends on how much time we're given. No, Darren's great. We have can be one day. No, I lie. Usually a few months.
Yeah, but this campaign evolved.
Big campaign up to 3 months, you know.
Yeah. So this campaign evolved, Michael. In fact, I must give credit to Maggie Payne on this because initially, but this time last year, we were in serious lockdown. There was no crowds on track. And Maggie said, why don't we do a little social video around country racing strong, get the participants and clubs to talk about, you know, we're racing through this pandemic. The feedback from those little social posts was just amazing. And hence, that was the impetus to actually create the campaign line, Country Racing Strong. It was never intended to be, like a branding piece. It was really just a short-term promotion. But it's grown and evolved in such a dynamic or such an incredible strength that hence it's now grown into this campaign. And I think it will be with us for some time.
And you are responsible for the music? You write the lyrics yourself as well?
Robert Upwood wrote the music and the original first verse. I wrote most of the lyrics, but Tane, our singer, also contributed, so it was really a team effort. It's important, really, with the creative process. As I say, it does take time, but we always have to start with reality. It's got to be based on reality, and that's obvious. People forget that. It's not based on reality or a real perception, a real need. And in this case, we had all that feedback. We're pretty connected. Mm. Country Racing are very connected to the clubs. They, in turn, are part of their community. So we've got that channel to channel reality so that we can get an ad that reflects reality.
How tough are the country clubs doing it at the moment, Darren, with the last 12 to 18 months?
Look, I must acknowledge the industry. They have been incredibly supportive with the funding the clubs have got through this period. I think the biggest challenge is just the uncertainty, is planning for events, i.e. this weekend, having to plan for maybe 300 maximum owners on course and then not knowing how they're planning for spring. Clubs now need to be thinking ahead about their infrastructure, you know, what marquees, what things they need to provide for their spring events. So that's been the toughest part. And the things are changing so quickly. So funding, not so much an issue. It's more around just, you know, certainty about what they can do to put an event in place in the weeks and months ahead.
And for those who are out there thinking, you know what, this is a bloody good idea. I'm going to book a weekend away. Fingers crossed we're all opening up. Give some of the highlights for the country spring carnival season, the country cups, and what weekends could be made around those.
Well, I'd say really starts with Grand Final Eve holiday, if that stays where it is. So, as I said before, Benalla Cup, and now this year for the first time is Coleraine Cup on that Friday of the holiday of the Grand Final weekend. And that kicks off what is about 10 weeks of 26, 28 country cups, right through to Kilmore Cup on the Sunday, the last day of spring, Ballarat Cup on the Saturday. We've got, obviously, this year for the very first time, a standalone race meeting for Cranbourne Cup in mid-November, which is a phenomenal effort. Dunkel Cup, one of the favourites, you know, getting 10,000 people there. But some of the smaller cups that we love in regional, across regional Victoria, Ararat, Donald, those cups are fantastic local community events that looking forward to getting back out there.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And from not just country racing, but racing as a whole, would you have any thoughts about what the messaging or the number one, I suppose, image that we want to portray over the next 12 months or whatever would be, Rankin, to try and get people to the track and in love with racing?
Yes, I think the image is, it is centred around the horse. It is centred around the beautiful locations. We've got some of the most beautiful locations in Victoria. They're all different. They're diverse. It offers a, you know, you can ask that question, how many weekends or days do you really remember? A day at the races is a day you tend to remember. And what do you remember about that? It's the people, it's the environment, and it's connection with something that, again, we use that word, is authentic, which is not only the spirit of the country if you come from the city. If you come from the country, it's all about supporting your town and catching up to people. We said earlier, you know, I was down at Colac for a while there and went to the Colac Cup a number of times. You know, if you wanted to see everyone in town, that's where you went on that day.
It's great. It's a lovely campaign, and we can't wait to get back to the track. Just let us open up. Come on, get us back. Has he talked you into any horses? You know he's a Leviathan Group 1 winning owner, Darren Galley.
We've talked about that just off air beforehand. So who knows? You've got to have a piece of the action.
Rankin, lovely to meet you. Well done with the campaign.
Thank you.
Yeah, Rankin Mackay from Balance Creative Agency. Daz, we'll be talking a lot in the coming weeks in the Country Racing Show on Garris program as well, but we can't wait to get stuck into the Country Spring Carnival and get people back to the track.
Absolutely, Michael. Thank you for your time. I really appreciate it.
Darren Gallick from Country Racing Victoria. Here we go. SMS. One of the best things Country Racing Victoria is a show bags for the kids. That's
our summer campaign. Yeah, we're working on that right now, actually. Yeah,
that's where the grassroots of racing get up close and personal. Country Racing Victoria. Good on you, gents. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be looking at the Goodwood meeting.